ceremony today to express to God our gratitude for having given money to watch to the world. And let me also remind people, let me also recognize those of you who were kind enough to come, who thought otherwise, a little difficulty to know when and where to go for some time. But today we thank the ladies for being here, and many, many students who have been students of the letter, and adults who have grown up, students once, and now adults who have done a lot of their better work with the letter, and have certainly idolized him, praised him in so many different ways, because you knew that the letter was a celebrity. Really, he was not a small town boy that just made good, but he was a celebrity and a great man leader and musician whose trademark was an excellent and art, to put it another way, superior art. Well, Lander could not enjoy mediocrity. He was known as the dean of marching bands in the United States. What a recognition of that. And today, my good people, we can refer to the State Journal, which gave some rather beautiful impressions of some of Leonard's accomplishments. And certainly, you know that Leonard's musical expertise included the wonderful and sometimes unknown, you might say, unknown instrument that not many people could produce superior results from. The euphonium. I remember many times when I was celebrating midnight mass at Christmas time, seeing Leonard back there and hearing him play so beautifully. It really was a great tears in my eyes. Just so solemn and so magnificent, crazy woman. The greatest woman in the world lived, the one who gives Christmas, Mary Magdalene. And so Leonard did much to embellish our St. Thomas Aquinas activities, especially what we call the true celebration of the biblical truth, all serve of God, directed toward immortality. And the world went on to appoint him player and instructor. He passed on his expertise to many of his students. And you all perhaps read the paper. Very well stated, and I just told that to trust you who had something to do with this, and I'm going to maybe mention his name because I think he did very well the way he organized these thoughts. Now, people, Dr. Rocconi's musical expertise was nationally and internationally known. No question about that. And it tells you about the moment of the Roosevelt straight time. Well, I was a long way. And I certainly had to say that was a great part of my experience. As you say, I went to the independent around here, I've been here 41 years from now, and I was on the faculty for 23 years. I felt very close to all the professors. But difficult to make the impression when you know how hard you work, and when you know how intense that was, getting the best of. And that was the only thing that can satisfy this weekend. Now let us think on, my good people, that the first reading tells us, I have considered the task God has appointed for men to be busy about. Do the best you can with what you have where you are, as the Lord saying, and enjoy it. But that's just something people sometimes don't do. When they do their best, they fail to enjoy it. I wonder if you're smarter that way. He never quite thought he did his best, but he's always did his best. I never heard it was better tomorrow, and I would apologize for it. And my good people, if there are any of us here today who need encouragement to strive for excellence in your day-by-day performance, let us recall what the St. John said in the Gospel. When he said, in my father's house, there are many quoting. ones to do, and just to love one another and see it all done. Now, in loving you, this is going to satisfy some of you, I know it is. In loving people, you don't have to always like them. If Leonard had a boy who was trying to play a trap one in his band and all his broken flat, no, he wasn't like it. But in loving, you think, well, I can't teach him how to do that. You play it yourself. That's sort of what we have to learn from the Lord. And so let us remember, my good people, that God did not give us a finished work. That's something to learn from your own. Children will talk back to us sometimes. Say, what do you think I am, a professor? No, they don't say it at all. But God gave us an unfinished world so we might share and enjoy the satisfaction of creation. There's a great satisfaction. Leonard's dead idea would have been the best hand in the world. I thought it was rather wonderful. I'm not a lame star, but I sort of had it in a way. I would agree they would have to say it, you know. Leonard said, I like to meet a man who's proud of his hometown. And his hometown is proud of him. Now this is what I'm proud of. What do you have? Not all real bad men. The best boys are real bad in the world, see? And Johnny knows the best story in the state. We go to this year, you know, in a few weeks, but he wouldn't be there except the Spirit. So see that thing. Now in this unfinished world, 86 years ago, was born Leonard Cowboy. At the age of 16, Leonard emigrated from Cena County to the USA. And his youthful soul was unquestionably aflame